Thank you for tuning in to Investment Insight presented by McKay Wealth Advisory. My name is Hayden Proffitt. Joining us today, we have Brent McKay. Brent, the importance of protecting your financial accounts. What's kind of happened here recently?
So financial theft is on the rise. You know, one of the biggest things we're seeing right now is financial theft, especially for people over the age of 55. So people that are over 55 tend to have a little bit more money than younger generations, and they tend to be more easier to dupe on financial transactions. So they're being targeted specifically. So if you fall in this category, you really need to take some special precautions. One of the first things you need to do on your all financial accounts is you need to make sure that you have two-step verification on all your accounts. You need your username, password, and a cell phone code to make sure that you have some protection in your accounts. Another thing we would encourage you to do is, you know, recently Social Security and some other government agencies have been hacked. Go ahead and get passwords that are new and different and longer. You know, if they don't have letters in them and numbers and symbols, they need to.
First name one is not sufficient.
Correct. You know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I've seen that password before. Don't use that one. It's not good. Another thing to factor in here is make sure if you're not already using ID.me or government security sites for Social Security and the IRS, you probably want to go ahead and create those logins, and you want to go ahead and make sure that you have the passwords on there protected. Our team is happy to assist with helping you get that set up as well. And right. We will make sure that, you know, as well, we can help you with Schwab and other platforms we use to make sure you have security. So if you've got trouble or you don't really know how to do it easily, come in our office. We'll be happy to help you.
And it'll help you with the IRS, too. If you went ahead and prepaid some of your taxes, you can pull that receipt for it there.
Correct.
As well.
You can pull the records from their website directly. And in the future, I would expect, like, I already pay my taxes digitally online anyway.
I do too.
And so I would encourage anybody to do that so you don't have to worry about the mail, the check-in lost.
Yeah.
I had one time I had a check not make it to the IRS that I intended to. And so that would have been subject to penalties and interest at the time.
Right.
And so go ahead and pay directly. You know, one of the big things we recently saw with Fidelity Investments recently is they're limiting how much money a person can deposit into a regular account, not a retirement account, but a regular account, you know, to $1,000 from $100,000 that's immediately available. Because what hackers are doing is they get your bank account number. They already can look up the RAG number. They print a check. And they basically directly pull that money out of your checking account.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things we also encourage people to do is check your checking accounts, check your credit card statements, your online, and check your investment accounts to see that everything looks right. If you notice something that's amiss, let us know. You know, generally speaking, investment accounts, especially retirement accounts, are not generally targeted as much as other accounts because since it takes some days to settle, takes a few days for that money to be available, to be sent out. Hackers don't love those accounts. But as we saw this year, settlement's getting faster. What used to take 5 or 6 days is now a couple days. As it gets closer to immediately being available,
risk goes up.
The risk is going to go way up.
Yeah.
And I personally hope they kind of keep settlement where it is right now and they don't move it because personally, it's kind of better to have a couple day waiting period. You know, I think there should be a waiting period to buy a gun. Well, there probably should be a waiting period before you can access some money just in case there's a situation.
Right. And then with the rise of the artificial intelligence age, that's right. Even going to be even more of a risk.
As you see with artificial intelligence with this video, our voices can be copied and printed. You know, we could potentially, you could see a video from us that's not from us.
Right.
In our practice. And so that means that people will attempt to call our office and your bank acting like you, and it's very possible they could have your numbers and your information.
Right.
And so one of the things that we do in our practice is we try to keep that banking account on file in person when you come in so that we know that this is the bank you're using.
Right.
And there's some other procedures that we are implementing now and some new procedures we're implementing that we don't want to talk about, you know, on the internet. But those things are coming through for security. And we would encourage you just to pay very close attention to your financial accounts, but make sure the two-step verification is on. Most theft occurs, you know, that way.
Right. And the last thing is, okay, like you said, if someone, a bad actor per se, did shoot a video of us and our name, image, likeness, the way we talk, the southern drawl in my voice, everything,
yeah.
You know, if you get scammed or something, report it.
Right.
Because it's one of those things that, like, be mindful of it. Like, let's try to figure out how deep, how far this goes.
Like, we recently had some customers that were affected by a scam where, you know, unfortunately, it was kind of an embarrassing situation, and the customer involved did not want to tell anybody what they had done, because they were pretty embarrassed and it affected their relationship. The reality is, you're better off just telling the truth. You're better off just putting it out there and moving forward, you know, because they're just going to, they're trying to blackmail you or something like that. They're going to come for more money.
Sure.
And they're not going to stop. Once you pay them $10,000, they're going to want 20. They're going to want 50. It's not going to end. So you're better off coming forward, and we're happy to assist in that situation as discreetly as possible to try to save face as much as possible, but also to protect your money.
Yeah, we're bound by strict confidentiality on any of that.
And the other thing that a lot of people, including myself, purchase is identity theft insurance. You know, if you're not buying identity theft insurance, you probably should be. You know, you insure your house from storms and fire and those things. Look, your identity, most of the world's digital now. We don't work in a situation where there's cash money as often. So make sure you buy some form of identity theft protection.
It's cheap relative to the liability if it gets out.
Right. And there's multiple different vendors on that. And so I would definitely seek out a competent legal or insurance professional you work with, or LifeLock, or you know, well-known services like that are pretty solid companies in our opinion.
Yeah. Well, thanks for talking to us about how to protect your financial accounts and how you can just look at them and say, let's make sure that I have the most security on them as possible.
Absolutely.
And thank you for tuning in today. We hope you have a great day.